here for a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM sophomore Morgan Carr. Morgan, let's just start off a little bit. My first question for you is, besides track and field, what other sports do you participate in here at PCM?
In the fall, I do volleyball, and in the summer, I do softball.
Do you have a favorite, before you race or go out for your meets, do you have a pre-race ritual, something you got to do before you compete?
I always try to do my hair a certain way, to have at least one braid in. It just gives me something to do and not have my mind focused on a race.
Do you have a favorite type of music you like to listen to while you're getting
ready? It really just varies. I can listen to about anything. It doesn't really matter to me. If there's just music in my ear, I'm usually in the zone, and it's just helpful.
Do you have a favorite post-game meal that you like to eat, or a restaurant you like to go to?
Well, we usually try to go to gas stations, so it really just depends where we're at. Everywhere's different. But I like French fries. French fries are really good.
What's your favorite subject in school?
Probably science or math.
Do you have a favorite opposing place to race, like a favorite place you like to go to most?
Probably Pella Christian. There's always bigger schools there, so it's better competition. It just gets us prepared. And we have gone to Carlisle before, which is a lot of like 4A, 5A, and so that's also a good competition.
Do you have a favorite hobby that you like to have outside of sports or school?
I really like forensics. It's something, and like criminology, it's something I'm going into after high school, so I like to read about that and do little games about that.
Do you have like a favorite true crime show or documentary?
Yeah, it's called Bones. I've watched it like 4 times. It's kind of insane.
Do you have an all-time favorite movie?
I really like Rapunzel. I think it has a good meaning behind it.
All-time favorite TV show. Is Bones your all-time favorite, or do you have a different one?
Yes, I really like that show.
What's your favorite? I know you're just a sophomore, but do you have a favorite sports memory so far in your time here at PCM?
Probably going to state with my girls. Even though I didn't get to race with them, it was still like a way to bond us. And then we had this little thing where we say nay. Like, you know how when there's like the spot where you can go, and a lot of teams will just say go, or you can go, or name. We say nay because we're Mustangs and we think it's kind of fun.
That is fun. When you were younger, when you were a little kid, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I want to be a photographer, but that not going in that direction anymore.
You have a role model in your life?
I do. It's my grandma. She's always been there for me, and she just always supports me.
Any siblings?
I do. I have a younger brother. He is 2 years younger than me, and he's probably my best friend.
Hawkeyes or Cyclones fan, don't care, or a different team?
I cheer for both, but I'm mainly a Hawkeye fan. Just growing up around them is easier.
Do you have a favorite professional sports team?
Ooh. I'm going to be honest, don't really know.
You don't?
I mean, my dad is a 49ers fan in football, so I kind of try to do what he's doing.
What's the best vacation you've ever been on?
Arizona. We went there last year. It was super fun.
What's one place you really want to do, like a bucket list trip for you?
Probably Greece. I've heard that's super pretty, and I think it would be really fun just to see the history behind it.
Any pets at home?
I have 4 dogs, which is a lot, but I love them.
What's their names?
I have 2 golden doodles, which I have Toby and Wilson, and then I have 2 schnauzers, which are Mocha and Jasmine.
How do you enjoy spending time just by yourself when you're alone?
I usually am on my phone. I go to my room a lot. It's just where I go to just debrief and kind of just being at school 8 hours a day, going to practice, just somewhere where I can be alone and just think, I guess.
What if you could have a go-to midnight snack or snack in general, what would that snack be?
I really like any sort of like chip or crackers, or sometimes I just eat spoonfuls of peanut butter.
If you could go on an unlimited shopping spree with spend an unlimited amount at any store, what would that store be?
Lululemon.
Do you have a favorite family tradition? Something maybe you do around the holidays in the summertime or something?
Every year around Christmas, we have cinnamon rolls. I really like cinnamon rolls. They're one of my favorite breakfast foods.
If you just spend one day with a famous person, either dead or alive, who would it be?
Sydney McLaughlin.
If you could be really good at another sport that you don't participate in, and it doesn't have to be a school sport, what would that sport be?
Rugby.
Rugby?
Yes. I think that's such a just unique sport.
What is a benefit? What's a positive and a negative about having your dad as coach?
A positive is it gets us really close. Yes, we fight. Like, we have this rule where if I sass off, I get two tries and I go home. And I just think, but a negative is he's always in my ear chirping at me. But I love him and I wouldn't trade it for anyone else.
My last question for you is, what are you most excited for about your sophomore year track and field season?
Being back with my girls in shuttle, we are a package deal. And we just have gotten so close to the point where it kind of feels weird if we're not with each other, because we're always warm-ups, we're together. If we're at separate events, we're always together. It just, like, they're supporting each other, which is really nice. So I'm most excited just being with my girls again and being able to actually hurdle again.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with PCM sophomore Morgan Carr.